Okay, so how did you get on with that exercise in feeling your energy field? You're able to stretch your awareness around you and have an idea of where the edge of your auric field is, at least that first seven layers. Super cool. And was there any particular area or frequency that you felt that was sticky or had the most resistance? If you just pop your hands up, all those, for instance, that felt the emotional frequency, they felt the most resistance there. Yeah, no surprise. At least half of you in the room. And what about when it came to the mental body and your thoughts? Yep, no surprise there either. Okay, so now that you've kind of started to get in touch with your energy field and what it's doing today, let's look more specifically at the individual chakras. And as we've said, chakras are all interlinked and all work together to process your energy field. But when you're working on yourself, it's much easier if you isolate the chakras out so you can get an understanding of what energy is perhaps the most stagnant at any one time and which chakra that you particularly need to work on. So let's do a similar exercise and just explore the chakras before we do our activation and our exercise with the grounding, specifically in the base chakra. So take a deep breath and slowly let that breath out, bringing your attention into your body. Take another deep breath in, and as you breathe out, feel yourself starting to relax again. And one more deep breath in, breathe out, releasing that tension. And then gently bring your attention to the top of your head, into your crown chakra. And just for a moment, play with what that energy feels like. Does it feel sticky or light and airy? Don't judge, just observe what you're feeling. Don't let the ego mind create a story about it. Just observe what you sense. And then gently bring your awareness down into your brow chakra, in the center of your head, and do the same. Just breathe, send your awareness into that part of your body and that energy center. And be aware if there's any resistance or whether that energy center feels light and airy. Bringing your attention down into your throat. Into your throat chakra. That's it. And just breathe. And again, have an awareness of how it feels, being the observer. Bringing your attention down into your heart chakra in the center of your chest. Take a breath, release it. And observe how that energy center feels. Bringing your attention down into your solar plexus. Doing the same. Breathe. And then down into your sacral. Again, notice how that energy center feels. If it feels light and airy or uncomfortable in any way, don't attach, don't create a story. Just breathe and then send your awareness down into your base chakra. Again, have an awareness of how that energy center feels. Don't create a story. So without creating a story, just hold in your awareness which chakra or which few chakras felt the most resistance or felt that there was an energy there that needed to shift in order for that energy center to be more open and balanced. Don't judge, just simply observe which ones or which one drew your attention. And then bringing your attention back into your entire body. Just open your eyes when you're ready. Okay. And how, is one or two of you look a bit zonked, and how did you go with that? So did you recognize that the chakras that had the most resistance were directly associated with the same frequency of energy that you perhaps felt had a resistance? So solar plexus, hands up the mental body people, the nutcases. Yeah, solar plexus, right. So your solar plexus then, even though your chakras, like we said, go through all the frequencies of your aura, they process one in particular. So no surprise if you felt that resistance in your mental body, that you were also sensing that your solar plexus chakra was the energy center that had the most resistance. And similarly, how about the emotional bodies? Did you find that primarily it was your sacral? Yeah. And your throat. Oh, okay, so if it was your throat chakra, then I would say potentially that, yes, your sacral is processing the emotions around that situation, but it could be that primarily at the moment, the situation that's at the forefront of your mind or your focus is to do with a dynamic where you're not expressing yourself and you're holding yourself back from being who you truly are. And that is having a knock-on effect with your emotional state. Yeah, so that makes sense. So that's then becoming your throat chakra that's drawing your attention as much as or more than your sacral. But, you know, energy moves, energy flows. So it's not that it's static. It's just at this point in time, that's what you're reading for yourself. Okay, so before we go further and do the activation then, I just wanted to introduce the elemental that's going to be working with us primarily, and that is smoky quartz, a crystalline elemental of smoky quartz. And the smoky quartz elemental wanted to play today because it is very much an activation about grounding. And specifically smoky quartz, I'm sure you're all aware of what it looks like, but it's a brilliant crystal when it comes to dispelling, I don't like to use the word negative because it denotes that it's bad in some way, and energy isn't good or bad, it just is. But if I do use that word, then you understand what I mean. So energy that you no longer require, any tension, any energy of stress, increased pressure in the energy system, then smoky quartz really helps to get rid of that. And it's really good for helping let go of quite deep set patterns and beliefs that perhaps have even gone into a subconscious level of your mind. So they become these programs that even if you're wanting to move forward in your life and manifest something and create something, and consciously you're really clearing out your energy field and really working hard to tap into that and be in the flow of that, but then in the background, you've got this other program running of a outmoded thought pattern or perception or self-judgment that then becomes a subliminal program from your subconscious that's just taking the edge off your manifestation. Then again, smoky quartz is brilliant at moving you through situations such as that. It's also great for detoxing the physical body, and is a brilliant protection from radiation and energy waves from technology and things for the sensitive. I mean, everyone's sensitive to energy, but some people are more consciously aware of that. and are affected by that. So in general, it's a real all-rounder for health and well-being. And of course, it's the National Gemstone of Scotland. So it's really apt that we're using it today. So if you would, that's the energy that's going to be playing. So if you would like to, again, we'll get stuck in if you haven't got any questions. Cool. Okay, so if you just want to gently close your eyes and bring your attention back up to the top of your head. And take another deep breath and get back in touch with your body. And think of a colour, the first colour that comes into your mind. And imagine that you can see or sense that colour starting to flow down through your face. Imagine that you can see the colour flowing around your eyes, through your jaw. And as it flows down your head, eases away any tension, flowing down your face, down your neck and into your shoulders. And just for a moment, focus on your shoulder muscles and imagine that you can see them like pieces of rubber band, all stretched tight. And as the coloured light flows through and around those muscles, they start to relax, becoming limp and loose. And from here, the coloured light flows down your arms, into your hands and fingers, and also flows down your body, flowing down through your chakras, down, 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 just for a moment, have an awareness of your sacral chakra, and imagine that you can see the coloured light flowing into that centre, and then slowly the light flows down into your base, just breathe, holding that awareness in your base chakra. Don't be distracted by any noise you hear outside the venue. In fact, any noise that you hear simply reminds yourself of how centered and peaceful you are. Gently bringing that coloured light down through your legs and down into your feet. And as you focus on your feet and the coloured light reaches your feet, it starts to extend out beyond your feet like the roots of a tree. Each breath that you take, the coloured light and the roots go deeper and deeper into the earth, connecting you to the strength and security of the planet beneath you. Deeper and deeper. And as your roots go down into the earth, have an awareness of them growing through all the layers of the earth's crust, growing through and around crystals, through and around rivers and waterfalls. Have a sense of worlds within worlds, as you connect to Mother Earth. And deep down in the centre of the earth, there is a golden core of light. And as your roots grow down towards that golden energy, it starts to automatically flow back up your roots into your feet. Just using your awareness, imagine that you can see and sense the golden light flowing up through your feet, flowing up your legs into your base chakra. And notice how your base chakra starts to open and expand, becoming more vibrant and energized as the golden light restores harmony and balance. And following the natural rhythm of your breathing, the golden light continues to flow up you through your body, flowing up through your spine, filling your sacral chakra and then your solar plexus with beautiful golden energy. And again, have an awareness of these energy centers becoming more open and vibrant as the golden light harmonizes, balances, and activates these centers. And slowly the golden light flows into your heart chakra and then into your throat chakra, doing the same, activating and opening. And from here, the golden light flows down your arms into your hands and fingers. And finally, flows up your neck and into your head. Just for a moment, have an awareness of your entire body being filled with that beautiful golden energy. And have an awareness of how still and calm your body has become. And as your body is filled with that golden energy, it starts to shine out all around you like rays of the sun, surrounding you in a sense of deep calm and well-being. Just have an awareness of the light all around you and breathe that light back into your body. And have an awareness of the circulation, the light flowing into your body, out of your body, and then back into your body. And feel your energies start to expand and open. Totally connected. Totally relaxed and safe. Using your imagination, I'd like you to picture yourself walking through a beautiful meadow. It's night time, but it's full moon, and the moon is so bright you can see really clearly. It's just that all the colours look different shades of blue. You have a sense of the world being made of magic and mystery. Just for a moment, have an awareness of the meadow. Have an awareness of the different textures and colours of blue within the grass and even the flowers. And as you observe the flowers, you start to notice points of light shining and dancing around each flower. The flower fairies. Can you see them? Picture yourself smiling as you see or sense the presence of the fairy realm. And gently make your way through the meadow, noticing the different coloured lights that dart and dance around the flowers. At the far side of the meadow, there's a small group of trees and one standing stone. The moon glows a beautiful silver, and around you, the world is made of hues of different blue. and you can see so clearly by the light of the moon and the light from the fairies. You feel totally connected as you make your way towards the trees and the standing stone. When you arrive at the trees, just notice if you recognize the type of tree. Perhaps they're trees that you know from this life or even another lifetime. Using your imagination, reach out with your hand and touch the bark of the nearest tree. Have an awareness of the texture beneath your fingertips. Your fingertips may become warm or tingle as you connect to the energy of the tree and the tree spirit. And you become aware of a deep sense of love and connection from the tree and its energy. If you wish, you can hug the tree, lean against it, really connecting to its energy and its strength. And as you connect to the tree in this way, have an awareness of its roots going deep down into the earth. And have an awareness of your own roots growing down into the ground, connecting to the roots of the tree. Take a deep breath. And just for a moment, feel and focus on that connection. Be aware of any messages or any insights or images that come into your mind. Simply observe whatever you sense as the tree connects and communicates with you. You may be aware of the branches of the tree swaying, or of one branch rubbing against another, making a natural music, talking in its own language, in its own way. Simply observe. You may even hear words or song in your mind as the energy of the tree communicates with you. Using your imagination, just for a moment, focus on your heart chakra. And imagine that you can see your own heart chakra becoming more open and vibrant. And send golden light out from your heart center into the tree. Have an awareness of the golden light flowing into the tree, into the tree trunk, flowing down into the tree's roots. And then, like golden sap, flowing up the tree trunk into the branches and into the leaves, filling the tree with beautiful golden energy. And have an awareness of the tree responding, of its smiling. You may even become aware of its aura as it's energized. And then gently make your way towards the standing stone. Again, reaching out with your hands, gently run your fingertips across the surface of the stone and become aware of any carvings or etchings that are on it. Simply observe what you sense or feel. You may find that your mind is taken to another time, another era, or even another dimension. Just observe. And then gently walking around the stone, to the other side, you'll find a beautiful seat that you can sit and lean against the stone. Using your imagination, become aware of the seat and make yourself comfortable. Behind you now, you can feel the stone, its strength and support as you lean against it. And during the day, the stone has been warmed by the sun. And the warmth now soaks into your back, soothing your body and your energies. Take a deep breath in and release any tension and concern. Take another deep breath in and release any tension and concern. Just for a moment, focus on the landscape around you. Perhaps you're still looking through the trees, or maybe you find that you're on the rise of a hill and you can see a valley rolling away into the distance. But in this beautiful silver blue light of the moon, there's a real deep sense of peace and calm, and of worlds within worlds, and the veil between dimensions and worlds being so minute. You can see the different frequencies, the different beings, so easily that belong to these different dimensions. Without judging, simply observe what you see and sense. And as and when these magical, mythical creatures draw close, feel their love, and send love from your own heart center in response. Fairies and elementals and mythical beings are invisible to the ego mind. They are beings of love and kindness, and they resonate on those frequencies. When you look with love and kindness, completely open to their presence, then these beings are more than happy to allow themselves to be seen. If one being in particular draws close, smile and send love. And be open to receive any communication that the being may have. Again, without judgment, simply being open to receive and sending your own love and your loving energy in response. And in your mind, say to the beings and to the frequencies that you are now completely open and willing to see and to hold their sacred space and be custodians for their wisdom. And that you love them. And you respect them. And you know that you are one. And when you are open to the truth of who you are, as a multidimensional being, it's a perfectly natural phenomenon to communicate with them every single day. As you connect to these beings, you become aware of the crystalline elemental of smoky quartz, moving nearer. Become aware of a figure that seems to be made of light, but that radiates the energy of smoky quartz. Picture yourself smiling as the figure makes itself comfortable, sitting on the ground or, if there's room, on the chair next to you. For a moment, the figure doesn't speak, simply gives you the time and the space to get for you to get used to it being present. Just observe how graceful the being is. As the crystalline elemental sends energy of smoky quartz into your aura, into your body, using your imagination, have an awareness of the energy flowing into your aura. You may feel a coolness or a warmth as the smoky quartz energy flows into your energy field, around your meridian system and through your chakras, releasing and aligning, optimizing your health and vitality. The crystalline elemental also has a gift for you. Using your imagination, observe the crystalline elemental as it opens its palm and offers you a gemstone. It may be smoky quartz. It may be another crystal, perhaps one you recognize, or one from so deep within the earth that as of yet, it's beyond being recognized. Using your imagination, picture yourself taking the crystal and thanking the crystalline elemental. And then placing your hand over the chakra that you feel the crystal needs to go into, the first chakra that draws your attention. Hold your hand over that chakra and take a deep breath in. Have an awareness of that energy flowing into that chakra and then flowing down through all your other chakras, filling your body with that energy. You smile and you thank the crystalline elemental who stands, waves and gently walks away. You take a deep breath in, knowing that you can come back to this place any time that you choose to connect to the magic realm. To connect to that deep sense of peace and well-being. Slowly now, bring your attention back into your own body. Have an awareness of how you're sitting. And have an awareness of how your feet are resting on the ground. Take a deep breath in, bringing your awareness into your feet. When you're able, gently move your toes and your fingers and open your eyes when you're ready. Okay, how are we all doing? Just gently bringing your attention back into the room. Okay, everybody doing okay? So how was that? We suddenly realized halfway through that my mic wasn't working properly. So if I suddenly got louder, everybody knows why. Must do sound check prior to starting talk. Note to self. Anyway, how's everybody doing? Yeah, good. Yeah, good. So how are you all feeling from that? Do you feel, if you scan now quickly through your chakras, do you feel more connected, more grounded, more open, and that energy flowing, excuse me, that energy flowing two-way? Yeah, so just glancing around the room as in general, seeing all your auras sort of as a collective, there's a lot of light blue energy. So there's been a big opening, a big expansion for everybody, drawing that activation. But it's also bringing up a few pockets of, I'm sensing in the field of communication, where things are bubbling up to do with brow chakra and throat chakra, where perhaps you situations of echoing, even if it's not this week, echoes where there's been situations in your life where you felt that you've been wanting to move forward with a situation, and maybe you've had really good ideas, but for some reason you haven't been able to action those, and therefore, or you've actioned but it hasn't, you haven't had the right opportunity in some way, or you've been held back in some way, and it's affected your expression of yourself and perhaps your confidence in the expression of yourself. And so there's these pockets of communication, and in one or two of you, there's a feeling there as well of situations where that's become like a pattern. So now it's almost like a subconscious programming where you hold back who you are and expressing yourself sort of habitually. So if that's something that's been grounding and moving in that activation, really pay attention to that. It might be something that will consciously shift through without you having to do any other work with. But if you're finding that you're being triggered over the next day or couple of days, then really simple, just focus on your brow chakra or on your throat chakra, whichever energy center you feel is the one that's drawing your attention the most. Give that chakra a color and then breathe that color down and out your body and out your roots. There's absolutely no need, unless you feel you really want to connect to the story of that. Just set your intent that it's going, and whatever it is, it's done, it's finished, and you're releasing it. If you're finding then that that's still sticky, then if you call in, like we did when we started this, if you call in the archangels, in particular Archangel Michael, then his energy will help release and transmute any connections that you no longer need. And also Saint Germain with his violet fire, his cooling, cleansing violet fire of light, which will also clear that energy. So yeah, so individually, is there anybody that has any questions or any queries that they'd like to go through? Okay, so you're saying it's around your sacral chakra. Okay, so on your, just looking at your energy field then, on your right-hand side of your body, there's a lot of green around your sacral. So for me, that indicates it's that activation has brought up echoes. Again, it might not be something you're experiencing right now. It can be an echo of a past situation. In fact, as I say that, they're showing me an age when you were 3 or 4 and a situation where you felt hurt or lied to, not being given all the facts. And it may be, you know, no judgment here, it may be that the adults involved, they just assumed, you know, they were working off their own program and their own perceptions and beliefs, good old beliefs, that you were too young perhaps for this information. You were too young to handle it. You couldn't understand it. But for whatever reason, that younger you has learnt not to trust. And it's as if that's having a knock-on effect now of a preconceived idea that not all relationships are honest, or people are deceiving, or they can't be trusted. And so, yeah, it's like that energy needs to go. So I perceive that as green, but if you check that colour yourself and just scan through your body and the first colour you think of, okay, so you're seeing like a light, okay, like a light green. Cool. So just, if you just close your eyes for a moment and focus on that part of your body, on the right-hand side of your sacral. And then everyone in the room can follow this as well. So if everyone in the room for a moment, just imagine that filling this room and filling and flowing all around our auras and our bodies is this beautiful silver white light. I call it the cosmic waterfall of light. It's coming down from the infiniteness of the cosmos, and it's flowing all around us. The Arcturians love silver white light. Okay, so see that light flowing through and around our bodies and our energy fields. And then it's flowing through and down, 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 through our feet, through our roots, deep down into the earth. And we're in this column of light. And just breathe and be in that light for a moment. Okay, and I'll send these symbols towards your sacral. So these are going to go into that right side of your sacral, but then they'll move through your body. They're holographic symbols of light language, so they'll move around your body. Okay. That's it, just breathe. Okay, now that energy shifted now to feeling disconnected, alone, feeling perhaps abandoned or forgotten. I feel this is now from echoes of lifetimes and also other planetary lifetimes. So we'll just send some more symbols through there just to help. Just breathe. Just be aware of that light flowing through your body, flowing up from the cosmos and down to the ground beneath you. And breathe in that feeling of connection, of belonging, knowing that you're part of oneness and oneness is within you and around you. There's no separation, it's all one. Release, 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 release. There we go. Yay. Okay. How's that feeling? Yeah. Cool. So that's better. Brilliant. Okay, so what we're going to do now is we're going to have a play at working with some of the energy and some of the light language energy. Nobody groan. So I'm going to stop this recording and we'll do some play and have some fun with that. So just so to round up the podcast side of things. So thank you if you've been sharing to our fun and games here and listening to this podcast. I'm very much about stepping into the life that you've come here to live shamelessly and without compromise. And if you've enjoyed what you've heard, and you'd like to hear more, then please follow the podcast Kayamiya Centered Resonance. So thank you for listening. And I do offer one-to-one sessions and group sessions. So if you're interested in that, then please reach out. I have a new website, fanfare please, coming in a few weeks. But at the moment, you can reach me through Kayamiya, which is K-A-I-A, M for mother, E-A, kayamiya.co.uk. And please, of course, follow this podcast. So thanks for listening, and it's bye for now.